I was starting the grids on Perek Dal Halacha Yates in the Ram Milchus Evel. Okay, so what's the halacha? It says the Avol Biyom Rishon Bavad Asher Laniach Tefillin VeLechol Mishalel. So on the first day alone, he can't put tefillin on, and he can't eat of his own. Okay, V'Chayev Leishev Al Mita Kfuya. Okay. So the Ravid says what? So his Ram holds that what on the first day you don't wear tefillin and you can't eat from his own. So that everybody holds. That's nothing unusual. And what? But what the Ram adds that's new is he says there's a chiyuv to sit on the mita kfuya on the first day. But on the rest of the days he can sit on the floor. Right? He can sit on the floor. On the first day he has to dafka sit on the mita kfuya. So the Ravid says, Lo ra'isi shorish l'zeh. So he doesn't know a source for this. They have to dafka sit on the mita kfuya. Yeah. I said, what is the mitzvah of mita kfuya? It's a strange halacha. Mita kfuya is one of the, is noe kol shiva. Right? But what is mita kfuya? Lizkof es hamita, Ram has it. So what is the din of lizkof es hamita? He has it in Yitches. Right, chayav lichvos hamita kol shiva. V'lo mitasul bovad u'kofe, ela kol mitasul shiyesh lo b'toch besa u'kofe. Afilu eser mitas besar abatam, besar ayaros, chayav lichvos es kulon. V'achilu afilu chamisha achen, u'meisa chamem, kulon kofenes mitasem. Okay, the only mitas is, but if it's miyuchad lekelim or lema'os, you don't have to. Okay. Yes, yeah, so it's a strange din, right? That what? It's like a din that you have to, you just have to turn over the beds. I mean, it's a strange kind of a niyug of avelis. Right? Even beds, no matter where they are. Any bed that you own. All the beds you own. Unless it's for Kalim. Now, okay. So even though Kfiyas Hamita is no egg called Shiva, but for some reason on the first day you have to sit on it, and the rest of the days you just have to have it, right? So that's the problem that he's taking up. What kind of a din is that? Why is the first day different in terms of Kfiyas Hamita? Okay. So he says. So the Ravid says there's no source for this halacha. So the Ravid holds the lake shem chiyav leishev al mita kfuya, rakshlo yizkof mitaso. Ela lo shelo yeh roshay leishev agabi karka. So the Ravid learns that what? That there's no mitzvah to sit on the mita kfuya. It's just you can't have the mitos upright, right? But not that you can't sit on the floor, right? It's like a strange. Just say you can't sit on. Where's the mitzvah of sitting of where's the isser of sitting on the floor? Vayin shom bekesef mishnah shehara makom l'divrei rama me'asugi demoid katan. So the problem is, you're going to learn that that's what the problem is. How, even if you're going to find you're going to show a source for it. Says, but still, what's the source for being machalik between Yom Rishon and the rest of the Yomim? Ayin Shem Divrei Kesef Mishnah. Ubeim Asadavat Tumua Mod. Heicha Matzino Din Misuyam BeKfiyas Hamita Al Yom Rishon. Where do you find a separate din of Kfiyas Hamita for the first day? It's not an isser of Yom Rishon. Halo din kfiyas amida noi kol shiva. How do you have it's one din, it's one isser, it's one din of kfiyas amida, and it's noi kol shiva. Right? It's noi kol shiva. For instance, take a look. For instance, by tefillin, right? By tefillin, the Ram doesn't count that in Perek Hey, right? Elu dvarim sha'aval aser ben biyom arishon min haTorah b'shar yom midivrayim. So he doesn't count tefillin because tefillin is dafka yom rishon din. Right, but kfiyas amita is. It's the same thing. It's just the first day is the raisa and the rest of the week is the rabbanon. But it's the same thing of kfiyas amita. So why are you mechalek between the first day? How are you mechalek a kfiyas amita of the first day and a kfiyas amita of the rest? Right? Hold on. V'tzorach biyo devei ram, shkos of dirak biyom rishon, zorach leishev al amita kfuya. Sorach yen. Right, so the Kesef Mishnah says, because the Gemara says, if you turn it over but you don't sleep on it, you sleep on the floor, you're not the Mekayim Kfiyas Amita. So he says, Mashma, that what is the mitzvah of Kfiyas Amita is also sleeping on it. You're not Mekayim Kfiyas Amita unless you slept on it. But then the only problem is, since there's Kfiyas Amita Kol Shiva, you should have to sleep on it the Kol Shiva. You have to sit on it Kol Shiva. That's the problem. Right? I mean, the truth is, the Rambam doesn't really, in the Isurim of Lizkof as Amita, so he really has it the other way. He has Minayin Sheina Avel Yoshev al Amita. He really has it like an Isur for the Avel to sit on a bed. But, and the source is because it says David went on the floor, slept on the floor. So what do you need to sit on the mita kfuya for? Just the issur is to sit on the bed. Just sit on the, so don't sit on the bed. What do you need to turn them over in the first place? And what do you need to sit on the turned over bed for? The real issur is to sit on a regular bed. It's just like a separate thing. V'chayev lichvos amita kol shiva. But the main thing is not to sit on the bed. Right. See, the Kesef of Mishnah quotes the Rush. The Rush says, "Im kofa mitosa v'yoshin agabi karka yotzei de chavaso." If you turn over the bed and you sit on the floor, you sleep on the floor, you yotzei. Why? She'ena chova lishan al hamita kfuya. It's not a mitzvah to sleep on the turned over bed. Ela kfiyas hamita hi achova. The mitzvah is dafka to turn over the bed. Kedami el, tani bar kapor, demus diyukna nasati bohem. Bohem. In other words, that the mita has the demus of an adam. The way they would they have the form of the person in a bed. Because I guess they made the bed like out of hay. So it would look like the form of a person. So you turn it over, because you don't want to be involved in the demus of a person. That's like what you were asking, Stauber. It has to do with the person. That's the minhag of covering the mirrors. Comes from that same idea. But you don't want to look at the demus of a person. So the beds have the demus of a person. So you turn over all of the beds. But then the mitzvah is really, that is the mitzvah itself, turning over the beds. So then it's clear, you don't have to sit. Then the Rush says there's no reason to sit on the bed. The issur is to have the demus of the person around. Right? That's why sometimes it might be a problem. People at a shiva, a very popular thing is to pass around pictures. According to, if you're covering up the mirrors, it's a little bit funny to pass around pictures. But if you can learn that that's the idea of kfiyas amita per se, so then there's no reason to sit on it at all.
So
right?
Because
he didn't have his bed. That's it. Simple. He turned over all the beds. The beds are unavailable. So now he's on the floor. But it's not certainly not a mitzvah to sit on the turned over bed. It's better for the Rush and for the Rambam. Should have said David sat on the turned over bed. You know what I mean? The point is just to not have the beds. So then you're on the floor. But the Rambam is saying, no, that's not enough. If you turn over the bed and you sleep on the floor, that's not enough. You have to actually sit on the mita kfuya. Where is that from? If the mitzvah is just to turn over the beds, so then there's no mitzvah to sit on the bed at all. It's just to turn them over. And if the mitzvah is to sit on the bed that's turned over, then it should be called shiva. You know what I mean? What's the mitzvah of kfiyas amita? Is it kfiyas amita per se? So then if you turn over the bed and you sit on the floor, you're not lacking anything, right? Or is it a special kfiyas amita means to sit on the turned over bed? So then there's two problems with that. First of all, the Rambam never says that. The Rambam just says, minayin she'ena aval yoshev al amita. It doesn't say that there's that he has to sit on the mita kfuya. It doesn't say that's the definition of the mitzvah. And if it is, then it should really be that way all shiva. Why are you mechalik? How are you mechalik between Yom Rishon and the rest of the days? For the bed. All right. So he says that Rav Chaim said that these things in Perakei, the Yud Aleph Dvarim. They're all Isurim. Okay? They're all Isurim. There's no Kiyam in anything. There's no Asay. There's no Kiyam of an Asay. It's just an Isur. It's just 11 Isurim. And even Kfiyas Hamita is not a mitzvah to have a Mita Kfuya. It's an iser to have a mita zakufa, right? Or priyasaroi. It's not a kiyum to have atifa. It's not a kiyum of atifa. It's an iser of lefroas arosh. Okay? So all of these 11 things are isurim. There's no kiyum. There's no kiyum. There's no maisa that's a kiyum. It's just 11 things you have to refrain from or avoid. Or avoid having. Right? Okay. But what? And that's the difference between the Avelis Kol Shiva, right, and the first day. That on the first day, there's also a Chovas Kiyum. Yeah. And what's the Chovas Kiyum? Sitting on the bed. Sitting on the bed. That's what I want to say. In other words, let's just understand what he's saying halachically. What's he saying halachically? He's saying, what's the difference between having the bed turned over and sitting on the bed? Halachically, right? He's saying just having the bed turned over is an isser. Is that there's an isser to have the bed regular, right? That's just an isser to have the bed in the regular position. But if I'll say you have to sit on it, then that's more than an isser. That's saying there's a certain kiyum. There's a certain mitzvah to do something. Right? A certain mitzvah to do something. As opposed to an isser of having something. So he's just defining it. He's saying, if you look at the Rambam, that's the chiluk. On the first day, that's what he's trying to explain, that on the rest of the days is just an isser of having a mita zakufa. So that's what he says. That kol she'eino zokef mitaso leka isura, as long as you don't pick the bed upright, then you don't have that isser. But sitting on it is not going to gain you, it's not going to gain anything. It's just an issue to have the thing, right? But on the first day, aside for the issue to have it, there's a mitzvah of a kiyum. There's a chovas kiyum. What do you call it? Kiyum leisa raki sura ba'alma. What do you say? Right. That on the Yom Rishon, there's a chovas kiyum. So the chovas kiyum, like an asay, is only if you sit on it. That's a chovas kiyum. Okay? We're not really explaining. We're just trying to show you how he's just saying you can take the din and just define the difference over here. Okay? Comes out that what? That if you're going to say the first day you have to sit on it, and the rest of the days you just can't have it zakufa, so halachically there's a difference. That means that the first day there's some chovas kiyum, and the rest of the days is just an iser. Right? He's not explaining the source or anything. He's not explaining how the Rambam was mechalek. He's just saying that definitively that's what you have. Halachically that's what you have. You have a chovas kiyum on the first day, and the rest of the times you have an iser.
So kriya samita is not a positive kiyum in and of itself. It's just a way to not to get around the iser.
That's right. But then he says, "Aval hagufa tzarech biur." It's a nice definition of what the Rambam. It's a nice way to quantify what the Rambam said, right? But it still needs to be explained. Minole chilek zeh bein yom rishon l'shar yom. Still, where did the Rambam get this from? It still should only be one din of kfiya samita. Where do you get a chilek on the first day and on the rest of the days? Minole chilek zeh bein yom rishon l'shar yom. De biyom rishon ba'inan dafka kiyum avelas b'po. Mashen kiyum b'shar yom. Sarachian. Still, it doesn't explain the main problem. The Raiva doesn't explain the Raiva's problem, basically, because the Raiva's problem is, where's this from? Okay, and then he continues, the Gru says that the problem is the Rambam is really Sosa himself, because in Perek Ha'alacha Yudches, by the Isser itself, by the mitzvah itself of Kfiyas Hamita, he says, if you turned over all the beds, but you slept on different mitos, or on a chair, or on an aron, or on the floor, lo yotzi de chavoso. He has to sleep dafka on the mita kfuya. So the problem is what? He says that's talking about kol shiva. This is in Parakeh. Beginning of Parakeh, he says el devam shavosabem yom rishon min torah b'shayom midivrayim. So it's mashma from this Rambam that every day you have to sit on the you have to sleep on the mita kfuya, right? Every day, you're not yotze unless you do that. It says it's pashtus l'shon as mashma din zeh noeg gam b'shayim ha'avil la'avil, right? Like it says in the beginning, and also where's he getting this from? This din is definitely derived from the Gemara. It's on Chaf Aleph and on Chaf Zayin, and so the Rama must interpret that means that's the Iker mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita. So then that's Meikar Adin. You have to sleep on it. So again, why isn't it Noe Kol Shiva? And why did the Rambam say in Perek Dalet it's only the first day? It's like a stira. Perek Dalet is saying it's the first day, and over here he sounds like he's including it in the main. In Perek Dalet he says it's just the first day, but over here he's saying it's part of the description of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is Noe Kol Shiva, so it should be Noe Kol Shiva too. It's just a stira. Yeah. So he says that it would appear from the Rambam that what, that even though Me'ikar Din Kfiyas Hamita is to sit on it, if you only did it once, that would be enough. If you only did it once, that would be enough. And that's pashut. Go ahead.
Because that's a positive action. The only way that I can halachically demand it of you is by saying you could do it once. Because you can't demand him to do it 24/7. And you also,
right.
What other way are you going to do it? It's not every day is not a different thing. It's just one continuous nilo. So if you wanna have to do a certain positive action, the only way you could possibly halachically demand it is by saying do it once.
Okay. Go ahead.
Asher lefize har shapir pasak harambam ve'in tarach leishel amita kuya.
Let's just take. He's saying if you work with this assumption, that what you have to work with. He's saying if you work with this assumption, things work out well. What's the assumption? That what? That what is the definition of what's the Iker din of Kfiyas Hamita? sitting on it. When is that din noheg? Kol shiva. But when are you? How are you makayim that? Once. It's a strange combination of statements, right? It is a strange combination of statements, but you're saying that there's a. He doesn't want right now. He right now he's saying that there is no difference between Yom Rishon and the rest of the days. Right? I think there's no difference between Yom Rishon and the rest of the days. There's only the mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita. But what does Kfiyas Hamita mean? It means sitting on it. The only thing is, it doesn't mean sitting on it like Chaim is saying. It doesn't mean sitting on it, as they say today, 24/7. Times 7, 24/7, 7, six and a little. But what does it mean? It means once in the 24/7, 7, right?
What happens if you forget to sit on the
rest day? Oh, he talks about that. He talks about that. Yeah, so go ahead. So then the problem is, so why does he say it Dafka on the first day, like Michael is asking. Go ahead. Right, so now there's no problem. So since you sat on it already in the first day, then you're Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita Kol Shiva. Right? So why does he say, in Parakeh you have to sit on it? Why does he say in Parakeh you have to sit on it? Because you have to. But tell me why. Why?
It could be.
No. Come on. Definitively, why? Because that's the definition of Kfiyas Hamita. That's the definition of the mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita. In other words, in Parakeh, you have to define what is the Iker mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita. Right? He's not telling you, b'maisa, what to do kol shiva. He's not telling you, sit on it kol shiva. He's saying, there's the mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita Kol Shiva. And he has to define what the mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita Kol Shiva is. Right? The mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita Kol Shiva means that you must sit on it at some point during the Shiva. Right? Now, if you were Mekayim already on the first day, sitting on it like you were supposed to, because of the end of Perek Dalet, then you don't have to do a new Maisa anytime during the week. Because you had already the mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita Kol Shiva. Right? Because you sat on it once. Go
ahead. Don't ask why Dafka Yom Rishon if it really is all 7 days.
Right, so that's a good question. So you'll say, so why is it Dafka Yom Rishon? Right? Why is it Dafka Yom Rishon? So what would you say? Why is it Dafka Yom Rishon? Good question. Go ahead.
She does a Rambam. Didn't Kfiyas Hamita be Yom Rishon whom did your Raisa? With Shahayam and Abraham.
Okay, stop. So he says, so the answer, there's a simple answer to that. The simple answer is that Yom Rishon is Midaraisa. And the rest of the days is Drabanan. So therefore what? Go ahead. So why do you have to sit on the dafka the first day? Technical reason. The technical reason. Because you chayav midoraisa on the first day. So if you sit on it the second day, then what? You can't be Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita Midoraisa. You can't be Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita Midoraisa. But, so once you sit on the first, so you have to sit on it the first day, because this, the mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita requires a maisa of sitting on the mita. Right? Once Kol Shiva. Once Kol Shiva. Let me ask you a question. Let's say it was all Drabanan. Let's say the whole week we're Drabanan. Then what? then it would seem you could do it once, anytime during the week. He's not saying it's a problem of a limafreya problem. He's not saying it's a problem that if you don't sit on until the third day, you don't have kfiyas hamita from day one. Right? Because that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to turn it over and sit on it once. The mitzvah isn't to turn it over and sit on it immediately. The mitzvah is just to turn it over and sit on it at one point. So it's not a problem that you can't, it's not a problem that if you sit on it later, it won't be considered kfiyas hamita lemafreya. It will be considered kfiyas hamita lemafreya. So what is the problem? The problem is, a kfiyas hamita midrabanan won't be a kiyam of a chiyah of kfiyas hamita midraisa. Right, can't be kind of that anymore.
There's no separate thing to do it on just the Durban day.
Right.
The first day doesn't have like an overlap. Like he's saying that if you do it on the first day, you're going to find the whole
Shiva.
Like,
I mean, on the first day, there's also the Rabbanan is existing.
That's weird though, right?
Let's see. It's a good question. I mean, it's a good question.
It seems like the whole thing stems from Kriya Samhita. Like, it's not like they extended the to do a Maisa Yeshiva, that comes from the fact that you need to do Kriya Samhita, so therefore there's going to be one time where you need to do a Maisa Yeshiva.
So what about his father's Torah? What happened to that? Go ahead.
The Yishlam Hus is old by that. That the MS within Kriya Samhita met in Tarti Mili. Chada then Isura, Shul Yitzkok Mikato, Moshe Yevenu Lamal, Hashem, Father, the Devar Rambam, the Iker Hachnosa, the Kriya Samhita, who did Isura, Shamita Lo Sehe Zakufa, the Zenoa Kol Shiva, Shetamit Trifali of Kuya.
Okay, so really there's two things going on with Kfiyas Hamita. One is like Rav Chaim said, that there's a din of Kfiyas Hamita just in terms of Issa. That's no Ekol Shiva. Okay.
Why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't he just like remove the legs from the house? Or why doesn't he mean specifically Kfiyas Hamita? There would be another way to get rid of it.
That's a good question. Go ahead.
Ve'od yesh within Kfiyas Hamita din chovas kiyum ma'aseh Kfiyas Hamita.
Strange. I mean, it's a strange idea. Now Kfiyas Hamita has two things. Now Kfiyas Hamita has two things. There's an Isser of the Mita Zakufa, which Chaim asks, so just why can't you just get rid of the beds? Why is it Dafka Kfiyas Hamita? It doesn't sound like just an Isser. It sounds like a mitzvah Kfiyas Hamita. Right? And then is like just this extra thing, aside for the Isser, there's also a mitzvah. Are these two things related in some way? Or just the bed happens to coincidentally have two different things. One Isser and one mitzvah. I mean, it's a strange kind of a formulation. In terms of the Isser, it's called Shiva. And in terms of the mitzvah, it's what? It's once. In terms of the mitzvah, it's once. But it's a strange thing. It's not really going with his father's Torah over here, right? Because according to his father, the mitzvos should dafka be on Yom Rishon. But according to the way he's learning, the mitzvah is not dafka Yom Rishon, it's just Yom Rishon, because if you don't have Yom Rishon, then you're going to miss the Daraisa. But there's no difference in structure between Yom Rishon and any other day in terms of the chiyuv of Kfiyas Hamita. Right? Good question, because that's what he says next. He says, go ahead.
Ulam kol dahu in farakim kfiyas hamita, the yashavara biyom rishon.
So he says, really, Lamaisa, the Rambam doesn't really mean that on Yom Rishon Bilvad there's a mitzvah of yeshiva gavim mitikfuya, right? I mean, it's true. He doesn't really say that. He just says, I mean, how do you want to be? You want to be medayik in the lashon of the Rambam? Take a look at the lashon of the Rambam. Perek dal lachates. Go ahead, Minik. So you have to read it like this. Ha'avel b'yom rishon bilvad asur laniach tefillin v'le'achol mishalo. V'chayev v'shev al mita kfuya. But then you can get stuck with the next. U'b'shar yimei ha'avel mutar lo le'achol mishalo v'le'shev agav mita. Agav ma'apatz al karka. U'meniach tefillin. It's pretty clear from the second half that everything is included in that first bilvad. But he's saying that's not really the truth of the matter. Is the Rambam is strange, because then the Rambam ends off and he just says minayin shu aser biyom rishon laniach tefillin, right? And he gives the source for the tefillin, and then he gives v'nemar lo v'lechem anoshim lo sochal. But he never gives the source for sitting on the mita kfuya the first day. Right? It's a strange Rambam. He says three things you need to do on Yom Rishon. And then he only gives you two sources. He gives you the source for tefillin, and he gives you the source for the food. But he doesn't give you the source for the mita kfuya. It's interesting, the Gemara goes through about the tefillin. The Gemara asks, why don't you not wear the tefillin for 3 days? Because it's really the first 3 days are one entity of Bechi. So the Gemara says they're just makel because it's a mitzvah. Since tefillin is a mitzvah, they don't want to keep you away from the mitzvah for too long. But I mean, lechem and tefillin are there's no source for that. I mean, you say he doesn't. It is mashma from the Rambam that the sitting on the mita kfuya is not a new sitting on the mita kfuya.
Well, why do you have to bring down at all in that what would happen if you just said in Perkei that these are things that you have to do on Yom Rishon Bilvad and Derasa and then the rest of the days in the Rambam, and then you mentioned that, and then you know that during that time,
because that would be wrong, because he holds Lamaisa, you don't have to sit on the bed every day.
So you're saying that there'd be no way to say it?
There'd be no...
Yeah. Perek Dal is the place where it makes all the differences between the rest and the opponent.
No. Perek Dal is where he has the difference between the first day and the rest of the days.
The other things on Shiva, on the first day of Shiva, the 11 Yehudim are still the rest on the first day.
Right. It seems so.
My answer
is because these other 11, the other 10 things, memela, you're going to do them every single day. So you'll automatically have the Daraisa Kiyam and the Rabbanan Kiyam. Mm-hmm. But since he's learning that Mita Kefuya doesn't require you to sit on it all the time, you only have to sit on it once, then if he doesn't put in that you sit on it on that you dafka sit on the first day, you might not sit on it until the fifth day, and then he will not have instructed you properly in being mekayim your mitzvah midaraisa. I mean, you should be a chacham, you mean, and say, I have to make sure to do it on the first day. But I guess he wants to also show you the combination of the two halachos, that it's not a mitzvah, not a mitzvah to constantly sit on the mita kfuya. It's only in order to have it done once during the week. But now, which one day should you do it on? Yeah, you should do it on the Dereisa day. But he doesn't mean to say that there's only a chiyuv. He doesn't mean to say there's only a chiyuv on the first day. In other words, if a guy wore his tefillin on the first day, he can't make it up on the next day. That'd be ridiculous. Right? But over here he's saying you could. Well, over here he's saying you could still do it the next day. But that would be the kfiyas amita midrabanan. You'll never be able to be mekayim kfiyas amita midaraisa again. Right? I mean, so you can say it's really the same thing then. I mean, midaraisa. One second. I mean, all the other isurim, you chayav to do them every single day. All the other isurim, you know, like every day. So then there's no chilek in the niyog between the first day and the rest of the days. So he just puts them all into parakeh. But over here, since there's no mitzvah, since there's no mice of sitting on the bed, kol shiva, he has to tell you dafka to do it on the first day. That's what he's saying, right? But in echanami, if the guy didn't do it on the first day, he has to do it on the second day, because then at least he can be mekayim the mitzvah midrabanan. Go ahead, let's finish up the piece, and then we'll try to get some idea of here.
So you see that where I hate it, how the first thing not got harama in the stomach. There's no yashay in alamita, kuya, but yesterday kovasa. Look, purish, the zeo dachal yom rishon lova. Kiva de ve'emes, ikar din zeno, gam b'shar yomim.
That's right. That's why the Ram doesn't say over there in Parakeh, it's dafka on the first day. It's really the whole week. Right? Is that clear? Good.
Yom lo yashal ala b'yom rishon, tzar kleishim ala p'amachas, b'shar yinei ha'avel.
Right. Right.
Right.
No, so he's saying that what's the category in Halacha, what's the category in Perek Dalet? Things that if you don't... How would you put the category in Lechadal?
Yeah, it's
like a funny category.
Like you're doing different things for different reasons.
Different things for different reasons. He's saying it's things that the... it's things in which Yom Rishon is different from the other days. Right, I mean, it is like a bit of a mahajpaj, right? No, so he's saying it's things that you only have to do today.
Yeah. Isn't it a mice thing? Like you were saying, it's also one's the rest and one's the one. That's just conceptual. It doesn't lead to any change in me.
Things that you have to dafka do today. Not things that are only mechuyav today. Mm-hmm. Right? Things that you dafka must do today. Nothing else do you have to dafka do today. Because all the other things you do today and tomorrow. Right? And the next day. But this is the category, this is a group of activities that only have to be done once and dafka have to be done now. Right? So tefillin and the other things only have a chiyuv on the Yom Rishon. The whole chiyuv is on the Yom Rishon. But he's saying leishiv al mita kfuya really is a chiyuv kol shiva, but for another reason, you dafka have to do that one today. In other words, it's not things, bilvad doesn't mean to the exclusion of other days. Right? That was the question. The question is, if you learn bilvad to mean to the exclusion of other days, meaning there's no maisa on the other days, then you have a steer between this Rambam and the Rambam and Perakei. Right? But if it's things that you have to make sure you definitely do today, not to the exclusion of other days, but just that you have to make sure you vade do them today, and then you can include Yeshiv Agav Mitkfuya. Now, if you don't do it today, then you have to do it tomorrow, but you'd be missing the. But Mi'ikar Adin, but Midin Avelus Doraisa, the one day that you have to do it is today. In other words, if there's one singular day that you have to do it, it's today. It's not a reshus today. On the other days, if it was just the Rabbanon, if the whole thing were the Rabbanon, then you couldn't say there's one particular day where you have to do it. It just has to be done once during the week. But since the Yom Rishon is Doraisa, now, and the Doraisa is only one day to be Mekayim it, right? So then you have to do it, then Dafri, you have to do it today. All the other Yisurim have a Doraisa and a Darabanan, so they're done every day. You only have to, all the other things have a Doraisa and a Darabanan, so you can't say they'll be Ovad, right? This is the only one that is only one Maisa for the whole week. But since the first day is Doraisa, in order to be Mekayim, the Doraisa, you have to make sure you do it today. The Tefillin is different. Tefillin is only a Chiyav. Is only a chiyuv on one day. Yeah, so it is not a category. It's a lamaisa category. Lamaisa, it's a category, but not because of the same reasoning. Another interesting case like that. But anyway, after all is said and done, so he does a good job proving. I think he does a good job proving that the mitzvah of kriyas hamita is really noe kol shiva. But there's two aspects. There's the Isser, which is Kol Shiva, and then there's the mitzvah, it's only once. And in terms of the mitzvah, Midoraisa, you can't be Mekayim it on a Yom as Midorabanan. So that's why you have to do it in the first day. But still, what's the idea of Kfiyas Hamita? I mean, he leaves out any type of a synthesis between the mitzvah and the Isser. Is it just, how do they work together? Is it just two separate things that happen to coincide on the Mita? Or is there some concept over here that we can understand it?
It's not even a mitzvah in and of itself, Kriyas Mita. Just because there's an issue, there's a kifra, you need Kriyas Mita. Then you can say that Kriyas Mita has two things.
Yeah, it becomes cumbersome. There's an issur of kfiyas, there's an issur of zekifa samita, so you have to do kfiyas samita. So where's the mitzvah of sitting on the mita kfuya? Still, where is that? Still lacking is the source for the mitzvah of sitting on the mita kfuya. I mean, conceptually. Yeah.
Also, what about what Matt was saying?
Yeah, that what?
That it's different than all the other versions of taking Daraisa and extending it to Darabana.
Right. Right.
Well, the other one.
Right.
Yeah,
the shave on the. Let's think about this. Let's see if we can define this. Let's try to think about this question. Try to define it. Maybe take a look at the other shitas also, like the Rush, that he quotes. See if we can see the machlokas in the Kfiyas Hamita. Rishon. Right. No. In terms of the lashon, it goes like this: V'yom Rishon Bilvad, on the first day alone, Aser Laniach Tefillin V'Lechom Yisrael. So that means on no other day is it Aser to wear Tefillin or eat his own food. Right, only on the first day is there an iser. Okay, v'chayev leishev al mita kfuya, and there's only one yom that has an absolute chiyev of sitting on the mita kfuya. There's no other day that has a specific chiyev of mita kfuya, of sitting on the mita kfuya. In other words, by mita kfuya, he doesn't mean bilvad, that if you didn't sit on it, there's no maisa on any other day. But there's no other day that demands it. You know what I mean? The first day demands it because it's the only yom rishon, it's the only yom midaraisa, and there's no other day to be mekayim mita kfuya midaraisa on. But if you missed it on Yom Rishon, you can't say Yom Sheni Shlishi. You can't say any one of those days per se demands it. You understand? That's how you have to learn it. That only Yom Rishon is the one that is... You just disconnected the phone, don't worry about it. Only Yom Rishon is the only day where there's an absolute chiyuv.
And then how does it read B'shar Yomim?
Oh, B'shar Yomim.
He's mutter. Because on the first day it's mutter also. You just have to also sit on a...
What did he say? Ubishar yomim, right. Mutulo leishiv agabi mapa tzokarka. I mean, it sounds like he's saying the whole first day. Is that what you mean?
You have to sit on the...
For the whole first day.
Right.
Not like he's saying, where you just sit on for an hour.
Right.
It's true.
I don't understand where he got